Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the last episode, we discussed till 874 Anno Domini. In this episode, we will discuss from 875. In 875, Hamdan Karamat starts the Karamashian movement against the Abbasid Caliphate. Karamashians were a syncretic branch of seven Ismaili Shia. They were centered at Al-Hasa, which is somewhere in the eastern Arabian part of the peninsula. And the Sassanids established themselves in Bukhara. Now this is the time when the Abbasid Empire starts to fragment. We will see further on that how different fragments on the periphery the empire starts to disintegrate. The Sassanids were mainly the Sunnis, but one of the Sassanids will be a Shia one, a Fatimid supporter, and that would be a big kind of a revolt against the Sassanids in the Bukhara in the Central Asian region. In 878, Imam Al-Muntazir, the 12th of the 12 Shia Imam, disappeared. Now that gives the hidden Imam concept, the belief of the hidden Imam among the Shias, and some say that he is the Imam Mahdi who will come to the ends of time. In 880, Aghlabids lost southern Italy to the Christian forces. In 882, the Jinj rebellion, which was a black slave-led rebellion in Iraq, was crushed. In 885, Daud ibn Khalaf al-Zahiri died. Now, who was he? He was a renowned Muslim scholar and founded the Zahiri school of thought or madhab. It is the fifth school of madhab in the Sunni Islam, and it is not so popular. It believes in the Zahir or manifest meaning of the Quran and Hadith. He is described as a scholar of the era by Al-Dhahabi, who himself was a great scholar. In 887, the peasants revolted against the Muslims in the Canton River area in China. Now the leader of the peasants was Huang Chao, and he was able to kill many Muslims there. In 889, Ibn Qutayba died. The famous historian Ibn Qutayba, he served as a judge during the Abbasid Caliphate. He is viewed as a hadith master and a man of letters. In 890, the Spanish Muslims re-establish bases in southern France and conduct raids into Switzerland. That was the extreme reach the Muslims ever got to the borders of Switzerland. In 892, Muhammad al-Tirmizi, the famous historian, died. He wrote Jamiat al-Tirmizi, one of the six most revered hadith books in Sunni Islam. He got blind in the last 2 years of his life, and it is attributed to the fear of God. He used to weep too much, and that blinded him. He was from Termez, Uzbekistan, and so his name Tirmizi. Now the same year, in 892, al-Mutadid becomes the next Abbasid caliph. And during his reign, sectarianism and fragmentation rose in the periphery of the region. It further rose, which it started in 875 from the Karamashian and the Sassanid movements. In 893, the Karamashians captured Yemen. In 898, Imam al-Hadi Yahya establishes a Zaydi state in Yemen. He was the first Zaydi Imam to rule Yemen. Now he is the ancestor of the Rasid dynasty, which rules Yemen intermittently until North Yemen civil war, which happened in 1962. In 900, the famous Arabian Nights or Alif Layla was first compiled, which today have the stories of Sinbad, Aladdin, and Ali Baba. Mostly the stories are based on in the time of Harun al-Rashid. There was also improvement in the functions and in the designs of astrolabe. Astrolabe can measure altitude, it can measure latitude, day and night. It can determine and identify the stars, and it was a useful invention for determining the Qibla at that time. All in all, it was an amazing invention of astronomy during the Islamic Golden Ages. In 900, the Kharijites established a dynasty in Sijilmassa, North Africa. In 901, the Samanids emerge in Khorasan and Transoxania, which is Central Asia. Now, Ismail Somani was the first ruler to declare independence of the Khorasan and Transoxania from the Abbasids. So the name Samanids, the Samanid Empire. In 902, Al-Mukhtafi becomes the next Khalifa. He is thought to be more liberal than his predecessor Al-Mutadil. In 903, Karamashians plundered Damascus, devastating the city. In 904, Muslim armies capture Salonika, or which is the present-day Thessalonica, from the Byzantine, and it is the second largest city in Greece today, and it was the co-capital of Byzantine along with Constantinople. In 907, Abu Abdullah, the Fatimid leader, moves to North Africa. He is the 11th of the Imam of the Ismaili faith and founder of Fatimid Caliphate, the only Shiite caliphate in Islamic history. We will be covering all these episodes about the Fatimids in the upcoming time. In 908, Al-Muqtadir becomes the 17th of the Abbasid Caliph in Baghdad. He becomes the Caliph at the age of 13 and he is the youngest Abbasid Khalifa. Fatimid revolt rose during his time and he also faced financial difficulties too. His mother, Saghab, had an extraordinary say in his rulings. She became most influential figure of his reign, interfering with appointment and dismissal of officials, making financial contribution to treasury or undertaking charity. All was done by Saghab. In 909, Fatimids established themselves in North Africa with the help of military might of Qutama, which was a Berber tribe of northern Algeria. The Fatimids conquered Raqqada, which was the Aghlabid capital at that time. Aghlabids were loyal to Abbasid Caliphate, and Raqqada in Tunisia became the first Fatimid capital. And Ubaidullah al-Mahdi, he became the first of the Fatimid Caliphs. In 910, al-Razi, the famous physician and an important figure in the Yunani system of medicine found in Indian subcontinent, conducts searches into infectious diseases such as smallpox, rabies, and plague. His books was a part of the curriculum in Western universities for many years. In 912, reign of Abdurrahman III in Spain begins. Now he is the best of the rulers of the Spain. Cordoba becomes a premier city during his reign. It was a golden age of Spain, and science and civilization thrived there. He established the Emirate of Cordoba. In 914, Nasr al-Sa'id of the Samanids in Khorasan favors Fatimids over Abbasids. Now, Samanids were the ruler of the Khorasan region, and that led to the fall of the Samanid Empire. In 915, Kharijites established themselves in southern Morocco, and Fatimids raided Egypt in the same year. In 922, Mansur al-Hallaj, the Persian mystic, who is best known for his saying, "I am the truth," or Anal Haq. Many saw that quote as a claim to divinity, and he was executed for their esoteric views by the Abbasids. In 923, Abu Tabri, the noted commentator on the Quran, died. His Quranic commentary, the very famous commentary, Tafsir al-Tabri, is well known, and to tell that is a source of further commentaries. In 925, Al-Razi, the doctor of medicine, passes away. In 929, in response to Fatimid claims to the Caliph Khilafat, Abdurrahman III of Spain, he assumes the titles of Khalifa and the protector of Sunni Muslims in North Africa. In 930, the Karamashians raid Mecca and carry off the Hajar al-Aswad from Haram to Bahrain. Now, that was really a bad and a sad thing in the Islamic history. In 931, Abdurrahman III occupies Centa, a Spanish city in north coast of Africa. The Fatimids at the same time captured Algeria. In 932, the Buyids, led by Ali ibn Buya, a Shia Iranian dynasty, establishes their rule in southern Iraq. Now, Iraq also was captured by someone who was not an Abbasid. The Buyids rule Iraq further. And Al-Qahir, he becomes the 19th of the Abbasid Caliph of Baghdad. In 933, the Ikshidids displaces Tulunids, who were the first independent rulers of Egypt. The Lunids were the first independent rulers, and Ishkidids came after them, and they ruled till 969. They were a Mamluk dynasty. In 934, Al-Radi becomes the 20th of the Abbasid Caliph, and Al-Qayyim becomes the second Fatimid Khalifa. In 936, Al-Ashri passes away. He was and is a highly influential theologian, and he reconciled the Mu'tazilite doctrine with orthodox theology and brought rationalism to Sufi-Sunni traditions. Shah Waliullah of Delhi said he was the Mujaddid of the 3rd century, and it was his personal views. In 939, Abdurrahman III of Spain, he captures Fraxinetum in the southern France, and the Valais in southern Switzerland, Geneva, Toulon in France, and Great Saint Bernard in Switzerland. So that was the reach of the Muslims at that time. In 940, extensive postal services were established by Abbasids, and the postal services was called the Barids. Al-Mutaqqi becomes the 21st of the Abbasid Khalifa. His reign marked the start of later Abbasid period. His predecessor Al-Radi was the last caliph of early Abbasid period. The later Abbasid period doesn't have that stronghold which the early Abbasids have. In 945, the Buyids temporarily captured Baghdad, and it was the height of the power and golden age of Buyids. In 946, Al-Muti becomes the next Abbasid Khalifa, and Al-Mansur becomes the third of the Fatimid Khalifa. In 950, Al-Farabi, noted scientist, a philosopher, a jurist, author of treatise on ethics, he was a musician, he was a person who wrote on logic, a Sufi sheikh, and he passed away in 950. An asteroid belt is named after him in his honor. In 951, Ikhwan was the Brethren of Purity, as they are called. They are a secret society. It was a secret society of early Muslims. Ikhwan As-Safa in Iraq compiled an encyclopedia of knowledge. Ikhwan is a group which compiled an encyclopedia of knowledge, which became a basis for further encyclopedias. In 953, Al-Mu'izz becomes the fourth of the Fatimid Khalifa and the 14th of the Ismaili Imam. In 955, the naval forces of Al-Mu'izz and Abdurrahman III met in a sharp naval engagement off the coast of Spain. In 957, Al-Masudi passes away. He was a famous historian, and his statue is planted in the History Museum in Vienna. In 961, Abdurrahman III, the Emir of Spain, dies. And that, in a way, ended the great Emirate of Cordoba with him. The other important thing which happened in 961 is the Oghuz family of Turks in Central Asia accepts Islam. The Oghuz family is the family from which the Ottomans and the Seljuks, the two great Khalifas of Islam, dynasties of Islam will arrive. All are descended from the Oghuz tribe. In the next episode, we will cover further, inshallah.
10th of Muharram is coming, Yom-e-Ashura. You should really do a history checkup of it. The importance of Yom-e-Ashura. Why the Prophet used to fast on Yom-e-Ashura, as it was a common that Musa alayhi salam defeated Pharaoh on that day. And not only that, you should read about the incident of Karbala, which is a very huge incident in which divided the Muslim Ummah, and which was a shocking thing for the Muslim Ummah, the murdering of the grandchild of our Prophet by Muslims themselves. And it is not a one day remembrance. Please do study what all led to Karbala, from the assassination of Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the assassination of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in between the Battle of Jamal, the Battle of Siffin, the nomination of Yazid, and the incident of Karbala. You should really contemplate, and not a one day contemplation, but a year long contemplation is necessary on it. You can find us on YouTube too. You can type season 1 chronology and you will find it with the name of History of Islam channel. The logo is the same. You can inshallah find us on YouTube. We are a really new one on YouTube, so it might be difficult, but inshallah when Allah wills you will find. And you can support us on the podcast, whatever you want to support us with, because we are doing this just for the azza of Allah, for the benefit of Allah, that the Muslim should know the Islamic history. So whatever you can give fi sabilillah, we will highly be thankful to you. Jazakallah.